You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this story popped up in our trending report today. It was a little survey that they did asking people, if you enjoy a good breakfast sandwich, what should that be served on? And your options were a bagel, an English muffin, a roll, a croissant, or toast. First of all, Jeremy, let's get this out of the way.
What's that?
The 1 in 7 people who said none of those because they don't like breakfast sandwiches.
Well, they can go to hell.
1 in 7 don't like breakfast
sandwiches. Who says that out
loud
to anyone?
You know, you don't have to have like the bacon or sausage on it. I mean, what if it was just egg and cheese?
Egg and cheese, simple.
Of course, if you're vegan, I get it. Okay, if you're vegan. If you're vegan, there's nothing about the breakfast.
And you can't participate today.
There's nothing for you.
You can't participate.
In fact, now that I think about it, I think my son has gone full on vegan. He could never have a breakfast sandwich.
Nope. Well, I'm sure there's vegan options, but.
Yeah. Well, it's the last road trip he and I are taking together. I'll tell you that. Anyway, for what it's worth, the winner in the survey was the English muffin. They got 26% of the vote.
It's
and
a
coming
solid
in last
bread.
Place, the sad little roll.
Which is a weird a roll, like a French roll, or what? What's the roll? I don't get that.
Well, I guess.
I mean, biscuit didn't even make the list. Is that what a roll
biscuit
would be?
Wasn't even given as an option.
Give
and
me
you're
a
right.
sausage biscuit. Where's the biscuit in this list?
Where the hell's the biscuit?
Who puts stuff on rolls? Anyway.
I guess some people do. Well, you get like those Kaiser rolls and things like that. But then it becomes, I don't know. I think
stupid.
I think of a pure breakfast sandwich as something you can hold in one hand because you're eating it while you're driving.
So the thing with my breakfast sandwich is it does really boil down to nostalgia, because I was just going to say the traditional Egg McMuffin from Mickey D's, because every road trip that we would go on, that's the first stop. We'd get our Mickey D's, we'd get the hash brown and an orange juice and a cup of coffee and hit the road. I've morphed to my current family's tradition now, where we, you know, drive out west a lot to go see Nicole's dad, and we always stop in Fruita. That's our first stop is Fruita in the morning.
Do you see Headless Mike?
We see, yes, we've done that. We've taken the picture next to the chicken. And we stop at Fruita, and I get the bagel breakfast sandwich there. And now that is in my heart. It's an everything bagel with the scrambled egg and sausage and cheese, and it is dreamy. It's so good.
If we opened up phones right now, we told people, call in and vote for who has the best breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, what would be your pick?
You have to call. And no texting.
And you could build it, too. I mean, you can completely do this on your own. Build it. It doesn't have to be at a place.
But I'd like to know the place.
Yeah, but I like the creativity when it comes to building.
I know, but I want to know a place. I want to know who
you can recreate the build.
I guess.
Lazy.
Let's not allow texting on this one. We're not even going to read the text on this because we want to talk to people. It's Monday morning. We're in the mood to talk. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Who has the best breakfast sandwich? I almost feel like a D-bag for saying it, but I'm going to vote for the Starbucks one, man.
That's a good breakfast sandwich. That's good.
I'm partial to the English muffin.
And
it's on there, and it's hot. And
it's a lazy sandwich, though.
In fact, I'll tell you what. I would go so far as to say, I think most times they make it too hot.
Yeah, sure.
Because like that road trip I took for the eclipse, I stopped, a couple times in the morning. I didn't want the really nasty hotel breakfast. Those were bad. So I was just like, I'm just going to get on the road, and I'm going to stop when I see a Starbucks, and I'm going to grab my tea and one of those breakfast sandwiches. And 3 out of 4 times in my life that I've stopped there, you've got to get it, open up the package, and let it sit there for like 5 minutes, because otherwise it's nuclear, and you will scald your mouth.
It's hotter than the surface of the sun.
Yes. So I'm going to vote for Starbucks.
That's good. It's a good sandwich.
A Einstein's place in
Einstein Brothers breakfast sandwich.
So it's
the
Einstein.
Starbucks one is a lazy one, though. That's a lazy sandwich. I'm not saying it's not delicious, but they unwrap it from the package and put it in a microwave.
I agree. I wish that wasn't the case. In this case,
I need someone to actually scramble my egg.
Well, I don't need to make people work any hard. Somebody's scrambling an egg somewhere.
No, I need it done in front of me.
Oh, you're high maintenance. I think people need to call us right now and tell us right now. And again, people are already texting in. We said,
stop it.
We're not going to answer your text on this.
Although I did see somebody nominate Texas Toast. No, Kyle.
Katie wants to make a nomination. What do you got, Katie?
Out here in Callahan at the auction market, we have sales every Monday, and I make a pretty good breakfast sandwich. We do your choice of sausage and bacon, put some hash browns on there,
ooh,
your egg. You can have it scrambled or over hard with some cheese melted on it.
Yeah.
All of that. I want scrambled with cheese with the sausage.
But wait a minute. What are you serving that on?
What's the bread?
Just white toast or wheat toast. Your choice.
White toast.
You had us right up until then, Katie. Oh.
That's insane. That's crazy talk.
Fail. Can't you go out and invest in some English muffins or something?
Is it homemade bread or is it just like Wonder Bread?
No, it's just store-bought, you know, or wheat, you know, wheat toast.
Or a wheat.
It's not Oro Wheat, the brand. It's white or wheat.
No, Oro Wheat is a brand.
I know, but that's not what she's saying.
Oh,
she's just saying store-bought, you get white or wheat.
I heard biscuit in there, too. You could.
I can do that. Most people don't choose that, but that is an option.
Most people don't choose that, though.
What is going on in Callahan that people would choose regular old white bread over a biscuit?
It's a simple population out there. It's
simple community.
They're simpletons.
Simple. Yeah, real simple.
That's out there by the raceway, isn't it?
Yeah, right by the raceway.
Yeah, you grab yourself a white bread sandwich and go see the races.
But only on Mondays.
All right.
Only on Mondays. Thank you, Katie. Have a great day, okay?
Yep. Bye.
You know, she was building a really good sandwich until she got to the delivery device, and then that failed. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Best breakfast sandwich?
I'd say it's a toss-up for me between the farmer's breakfast sandwich at the Stanley Beer Hall, which is like bacon, sausage, ham, eggs, pickled jalapenos, white cheddar, and I add their tahini aioli on brioche.
This is a fancy breakfast sandwich.
On brioche.
I don't know if I want pickled jalapenos so early in the morning.
It's a brioche bread.
I get you.
Why not?
I know what it is, but I'm just like, okay, well.
Brioche, please.
What's the other one?
The other one would be the New Yorker at the Gas Cafe in Crested Butte, which is pastrami, lettuce, tomato, fried eggs on rye.
I might go out there on Memorial Day to Crusty Butt. What's the name of the place again?
The Gas Cafe. It's like the gas station that's like kind of right at the end of town before you head up to the mountain.
I might look it up.
But they have amazing all their breakfast sandwiches there are phenomenal.
Can I get something there that's a little bit more traditional without having to do pastrami on rye?
Yeah, no, they have like the gasser, like little
the gasser.
This
is a gas station. I just looked this up. Right. It's a gas station.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Near where my brother lives, the same thing. It's a gas station, and they blew out one wall. They added an extension to it, and they turned it into a little breakfast cafe.
That's cute.
And it's some of the best breakfast I've ever had. So gas stations have got it going on.
The hint of
days.
Petro. Hmm.
Scott, Josh, thank you for the call, Scott.
Josh came scampering in. You got a nomination?
I do. There's one. It's called the restaurant's called First Watch. I think it used to be the Egg and I.
Oh yeah.
But there's a sandwich there called the Arizona Turkey, and it is so good. It's like turkey, bacon. You can put tomato on there, mayonnaise, melted cheese, and I get it served on a bagel. So I get the bagel version, and it is one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. It comes out of the oven, really, really hot. It's so good, and that's what I've gotten. I think every single time I've been there, the last like.
It also sounds
times.
Like a minor league baseball team.
The Arizona Turkeys. That's so good. And it's a great sandwich.
Hey, I got a quick question for you, you two guys sitting here.
You twos.
Can
you
I nominate the tortilla?
No, because then it's a burrito.
I want to nominate the tortilla.
It's a burrito.
It's still a sandwich.
No. I got to pass on
that. It's just an all-encompassing sandwich.
No, because you got a breakfast burrito or you got a breakfast sandwich. Take your pick.
Guess I'd probably go in sandwich. That Chick-fil-A breakfast burrito is pretty solid.
So dang good.
But Josh said he was going to run this morning and get us one. So.
Oh, I did.
I will not deny that it is out of this world good, but I don't think it falls under the purview of the sandwich.
I guess. If rolls on the list, I kind of want tortilla on the list. Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Good morning. Hi, who is this?
Hi, good morning. This is Aaron.
What's your nomination, Aaron?
I really appreciate the Great Harvest locations around Denver Metro. I love their breakfast sandwiches. They have a variety of them, but I mean, it's the simple, normal stuff that you would expect an everyday American sandwich. The ham, fried egg.
Okay.
So yeah. You can add avocado. And they put it on sourdough toast, which I really appreciate.
Sourdough would be a good choice. I'm a fan. Okay.
Very good. Aaron, thank you very much for that. I like just going into Great Harvest and just getting bread and eating it.
Just walking down the street eating a loaf of bread?
Just eating a loaf of bread, man.
Like an apple?
That's really good. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is
Hello.
Anna.
Who?
Anna, what's your nomination for best breakfast sandwich?
Mine's a breakfast burrito. You can still hold it in your hand, but it's in a tortilla, and it's out in Golden at the Bonfire.
Bonfire. Josh is shaking his head. You know that one?
It's so good, man.
What makes
it's
it
one
so
of the
great?
Best. The way they make it, man, I don't know. You can get anything on there that you want, and it's one of the best breakfast burritos I've ever had.
But I feel, Anna, thank you for that call. I feel like we're going down a slippery slope because now we've invited breakfast burritos into the conversation. And so now you're just opening it up to best breakfast, period.
Yeah, it's not a sandwich, Dom. I agree with you. A burrito
it's
is
not a
sandwich.
Yeah. And you know, it's
what
funny,
if I
people...
bite each end off of it? Then all of a sudden it looks like a sandwich.
You could, here's what you could do. You could take the breakfast burrito,
yeah.
Unroll it,
okay.
Take all of the guts out of it, shove it onto a bagel or something, and then suddenly
then
it's
a
breakfast
sandwich.
I don't think that would be good, though. The tortilla tastes different than any type of bread or bagel you put on there.
It hits different, for sure.
For sure.
People just don't like to be limited, do they? We say breakfast sandwich, they're like, nope.
Now, what about a breakfast wrap where you can still see the end of it? You can still see what's inside, like a sandwich.
It's a wrap. It's
but it's
a
wrap. I wouldn't order that, by the
this
way.
This is all stupid.
No.
The whole thing was stupid, but that's all right. People love their food in the morning.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the breakfast sandwich, again, it has to be one that you can eat with one hand while you're driving.
Yeah.
So you don't want any of these monsters that you've got to, like,
drippage.
Wrestle with.
You don't want
to be wrestling while you're driving.
Yeah, you don't want melty cheese on your crotch. Trust me.